Yes, well, welcome along again, listeners, to another edition of Ireland Calling, broadcasting here out of the Planet FM studio in Auckland on a Wednesday night, Saturday night in Christchurch, and Sunday evening in Capity Coast, and a bit later in Wellington. Oliver Lee is my name, and the programme, as always, brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group, and greetings to people listening to us in other parts of the world on planetaudio.org.nz. We open the programme tonight with a song that many of you, if you grew up in Ireland in the 60s and 70s, a song by former Waterford musician Brendan Boyer, The Hucklebuck. Now, Brendan, 81, passed away last week in Las Vegas after a short illness, and many people will remember him with the Capital Show Band, and then he had the Big Eight. So we'll play another song or two from Brendan on the programme you're listening to tonight over the next hour. Hope you can stay with us. I'm broadcasting again from the home office here in Takapuna and the North Shore in Auckland, and a beautiful day today here, and the weather is fantastic over in Ireland at the moment, over the last, really 4 or 5 weeks now. And really fantastic weather. We're picking up new listeners all the time from around the world, and indeed around New Zealand. And I want to play this next song tonight for Colleen from Dublin, who's listening in Queenstown tonight, Lisa Reid. And I was talking to Lisa the other day. She came down here for a holiday once to visit her sister and married her sister's flatmate. And I think the marriage took place over in Tipperary. And she had none other than the Dubliners playing. But one of her favourite songs was the Fury, Davy Arthur and the Fury Brothers, When You Were Sweet 16. So here you go, Liz. I hope you enjoy this song. Thank you.
saw you. I kiss all to you.
Fury Brothers and Davey Arthur live there with their version of When You Were Sweet 16, and that's going out specially to Lisa Reid, who's listening in Queenstown with her family tonight. Hope you enjoy that. And I didn't have the Dubliners play at my wedding, Lisa, but I did play a round of golf, a bad round of golf with Finbar Fury when they were here many years ago. I remember they played in the town hall, and we played, we managed to get a spot out at Chamberlain Park. And I'll never forget his two brothers and Davey Arthur. They couldn't get on the, they couldn't play, but they were coming around after us in a cart, just having a bit of fun. But old Finbar is a good, what do you call it, a very good golfer, whether he's still playing or not. Anyway, you're welcome along. You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. And as I do each week, we'll start with the COVID headlines from Ireland. Total cases in Ireland now stands at 25,066. There was 8 new cases today. Total number of people that have died is at 1,658. And there's 8 deaths recorded yesterday. And the total number of people that have recovered is 22,089. And I'm recording this programme just after 1 o'clock here on Wednesday. And I've just gone to the New Zealand Herald website, and I see that Prime Minister just been on there saying that, you know, we've got 10 golden rules to adhere to when we move to level one, which could happen as early as next Wednesday night, Thursday morning, the night of the 10th, the morning of the 11th. And everybody, I'm looking at an email from a friend of mine here, and he says, Oliver, I see New Zealand again making the news, looking like you could go to level one and you could watch sport in a stadium before too long. Well, that's what will be happening. We've all made the big effort here, but at least Ireland are certainly, you know, keeping that curve down, and hopefully that's the way it will stay for, you know, the foreseeable future until, you know, they get back to normality as we are here. But they won't be getting back as early as we are. Right, I have another listener listening tonight, regular listener, and he's a friend, a big fan of Brendan Bean. So, Jeremy, we're going to play this recitation here by Brendan called Prab Shanol, or it's Brendan's song. The Owl.
Well, and this other song was written by a man called Richard Barraid. It's about another very interesting subject of drink. It's called Prab Shanol. It's on my screen, sure, if you say Dean Eggs in your PSC, I said Jan of Storm. It's only as a sweeney, I said, you're a confused, shows come eggs, she chanted, for you like to go full. Was chin of eho, joked of eho, ne quit for opinion, lad, take dolphin fold. Why chin is the rory, sure, on your car, Jeremy, Monotomy, Jackal, crabs and all. God bless the captain of the ship that's sailing along the voyage home. Make strong the rigging where the wind is wailing and guide his bells through the foam. Have a can of brandy, red wine or shandy, or may his cargo never sink. Come roar the chorus, there's life before us, while we still put our true trust in drink. Mar Nielsen sail show, auction and vehicle, Lord the heat or no slam the show. My shirt of reaching near Bethany's clean, November is hammy, Jack all crabs and all.
He looked down into her brown eyes and said, say a prayer for me. And she threw her arms around him and said, God will keep us free. He could hear the riders coming. He said, this is my last stand. And if they take me back to Texas, they won't take me back alive. There were seven Spanish angels at the altar of the sun. They were praying for the lovers in the valley of the gun. When the battle
Shanley and friends, a bit of Ronnie Drew in the background there, and a lovely song called Seven Spanish Angels. And before that we had Brendan Bean and his version of a song called Prab San Ol. Prab San Ol, especially Jeremy, regular listener here on the North Shore in Auckland. And welcome along wherever you're listening, whether you're on planetaudio.org.nz around New Zealand, around the globe, or on the local networks here on Wednesday on Planet FM in Auckland, Saturday Plains FM Christchurch, and Sunday on Community Access Wellington, Wellington Access Radio, and Capri Coast Radio. Well, as you'd expect, apart from COVID, the other items that's making the news all over the world is the continuing rioting in America. And as we speak, it's just coming up to 2 o'clock here in New Zealand on Wednesday, and there's riots happening everywhere. Well, demonstrations despite curfews in some of the major cities all over America. And I see here where Brendan O'Carroll, Mrs. Brown's boys, he said he's sick to the stomach of Donald Trump, so he's probably not the only one. And it says here, another headline, the Irish RT website says, violence spreads in the US as Trump faces anger. Trump, in God he trusts. You'd have seen him yesterday going out with the Bible, not sure when he had a Bible in his hand last. Community in Mayo devastated by a five-year-old boy that drowned in Loch Mask. He was from Turmakeedy. Shocking tragedy that unveiled on Monday night. Tuesday, his body was found early on Tuesday morning. I'm not sure whether you've been watching it on TVNZ On Demand, but Normal People, its final programme goes out to air on RTE tonight, but it's been an unreal success, or surreal success, according to the producers. So obviously the guys involved with that will certainly be in for some good opportunities in the near future with opportunities in the movie industry. And I see another headline here, the brother of the boy that drowned, he tried desperately hard to save him. And I see we have a water crisis in Auckland, but the water crisis in Ireland is worse than 2018, with already 250,000 people dealing with drought. And we got a bit of rain the other day, but it's certainly not enough, according to the experts, to rise the water levels in our reservoirs here. Right, we'll move on with some more music. And then we look around here and see what we're going to have. We go over a picture, a song here, Larry Cunningham, Slaney Valley.
I can hear your sweet voice say, well, punish your strength to hear the dove call neath the morning sunbeam, where the thrush and the robin their sweet notes entwine on the banks of the shore that flows down by Moonkoi. My poor heart to know that we now forever must part, and I think of you always where sun and moon shine on the banks of the shore that flows down by Moonkoi. So on lovely
for all the Kilkenny people that are out there. Before that, we had Slaney Valley from Larry Cunningham, and that was Brendan Boyer with the Rose of Moonkoi. And I'm sure Brendan and Larry are up there, along with Big Tom, and talking about, and a few of the Dubliners, about the great times they had playing in ballrooms all around Ireland in the 60s, 70s and 80s. Because if you just joined the show late, I mentioned at the start, Brendan Boyer, originally from Waterford, passed away last week at the age of 81. He lived in Las Vegas for many years. He kind of was a big hit with the Capital Show Band, and then had his own band, the Big Eight, in the 70s and early 80s, and then headed to Las Vegas mainly for all the winter months, and came back and played during the summer at carnivals all around the country. Welcome along. If you've tuned in, you're listening to Ireland Calling and looking through some of the headlines in the paper. I see last Sunday week, the leader or president of Sinn Féin gave a big interview. She was given a double or triple page spread of an interview profile in the Irish Independent. And there was huge feedback to it last week in the letters to the editors' pages. And pretty much they were all very negative towards Mary Lou, because she said, you know, that if she she wasn't a member of the IRA, but she backed the IRA's campaign of violence. And she said maybe if things were different, she might have joined the IRA if she was a bit younger when the campaign was at its highest. And I see Ailish O'Hanlon here. She's a writer for the Irish Independent. She says her mother was bombed by loyalists, but unlike Mary Lou, I never felt justified to take up a gun. But no government formed in Ireland yet. There's tri-party talks going on between Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, and indeed the Greens. And I was listening to Dermot Ferriter this morning. If you get a chance, you can go back and listen to it online. Des Cahill, while there's no sport on, he's doing Des's Ireland Discs, where he invites a celebrity in to talk about their life and play some music. And his guest last night or this morning, New Zealand time, was Dermot Ferger, the historian. And he talked about, Des asked him what would be the most memorable part of history from what he studied in Irish history. But he said going back to the 1700s was interesting. But he said certainly the Civil War left a big mark in Irish history. And of course, the two parties that, formed political parties split over the pro-treaty and anti-treaty people, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. So now they're maybe getting together again to form a government. But Micheál Martin on the Late Late Show a week ago thought things would have moved quickly last week. Well, it was a bank holiday weekend, and I suppose they're still trying to dot the I's and cross the T's. But a number of people think that even if they do form a government, there'll be cracks in it, because there's going to be some really tough decisions to be made on the economic front. There's huge holes in the budget as a result of COVID-19. And we're moving to level one, please God, next week. But Ireland, a long way away from being near that at the moment. And of course, the schools won't be opening until September at the earliest. The leaving certs are not happening. So there's graded things being done at the moment by teachers. And but sport might get back. There's a possibility of a racing coming back. But contact sport like Gaelic football, soccer and rugby, no sign of that coming back yet at the moment. Finally, I see where Phil Hogan, who's the current trade commissioner with the European Union, and everybody thinks he'll be a huge asset to Ireland in the negotiations with Britain over Brexit, which is supposed to happen at the end of the year. He's been told to apply for the head of the World Trade Organization. And I see where John Dowling, a political correspondent with the one at the Irish Independent, says that Hogan's tilt at the WTO job could have big implications in Dublin and Brussels. But it'll be a huge job. I know that Peter Sutherland, former Attorney General in Ireland and an outstanding man who's no longer with us, he was head of that organisation for a number of years. I remember interviewing him on my programme here once, and I got 10 minutes with him when he was here with having meetings in New Zealand for 2 days. And Jim Bulger was the Prime Minister at the time, so as Jim was coming out of his meeting with Peter Sutherland, I was going in. So I met Jim a few times and got him to do a few introductions for my Irish magazine. And I remember sitting with Peter Sutherland, a former lawyer and a brilliant academic, and so he would have been the last Irishman if Phil Hogan gets this job that was leader of the World Trade Organization. Okay, we'll see what we've got here. We're going to go with Rebecca Storm and I Dreamed a Dream. No, we'll go Bright Blue Rose. Lovely song. I love this. great singer called Rebecca Storm, and I'm pretty sure Rebecca played a leading role in that musical Blood Brothers when it ran in Ireland many years ago. I think that was on before I left Dublin in the 80s. You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Listen to us in Auckland on a Wednesday night, Christchurch Saturday night, and Sunday evening, and Capity Coast, and later in the night in Wellington. Greetings to everybody listening, and also to people listening online all over. Some people might be listening while turning turf or footing turf in a bog in the west of Ireland, and other people might be lying on a beach or having a walk. But wherever you're listening, I hope you're enjoying the programme, and we'll keep you updated on bits and pieces of news coming out of Ireland. I'm looking at the sports pages of the Irish Independent today, and it says here, explainer, what to expect from new rules as Super Rugby tweaks offer window into games new dawn. So, of course, Super Rugby returns here, and we could, if we go to level one, there could be crowds in the stadiums for the games. New Zealand due to start on, I think it's Saturday week, the 12th, or Friday week, the 12th of June. So that's good news. But anybody that's been a follower of this programme, we know we give good publicity to Gaelic games. And while there's been little or no sports in the pages of the paper, Martin Breheny, who's from the same neck of the woods as me, Martin, former leading sports reporter for boxing and indeed Gaelic Games with the Sunday in Irish Independent, has put together a list of the top 20 hurlers and footballers. So we'll do the footballers, the top 20 hurlers over the last 50 years. So top of the list, as expected, this man I think has 9 All-Ireland medals, is Henry Shefflin from Kilkenny. And number 2 is his colleague, DJ Carey from Kilkenny. Number 4 is Eddie Kerr from Kilkenny. Number 5 is Tommy Walsh. We go back here to a different page. Number 3, Brian Whelan from Offaly. And then we move along from there. We have Brian Corcoran at Cork at number 6. Nicky English from Tipperary, he's ranked number 7. Joe Canning from my own neck of the woods, number 8. Shawnee McMahon from Clare is number 9. And Ken McGrath from Waterford, number 10. Joe Cooney from Galway, number 11. Pat Hartigan, great player, from Limerick, number 12. JJ Delaney from Kilkenny, he's the 13th ranked top 20 hurler out of 20 hurlers in the last 50 years. Brian Lohan from Clare, and Noel Skehan, who held the goalkeeper's position in Kilkenny for many years. The only keeper in our top 20. Skehan is worthy rep of the art. 7 years, seven All-Stars and 12 seasons between 72 and 83. And after that, we go to Eamon Cregan from Limerick, and Owen Kelly from Tipperary. I think Owen is still playing. Maybe not in 2010, the year Tipperary into Kilkenny's 5 in a row. He won his 6th All-Star, matching that of Nicky English. And TJ Reid from Kilkenny, number 18. Tony Dorden from Wexford, number 19. And making up the top 20, Ray Cummins from Cork. I'm just looking here to where number five was Tommy Walsh. And so Henry Shefflin, number 1. DJ Carey, number 2. And you had Brian Whelan from Offaly, number 3. Number 4, Eddie Kerr. And number 5, Tommy Walsh. And we'll run through the footballers after we take another piece of music. And up next, press a few buttons here, doing all this from an iPad, and I'm talking into an iPhone and producing the programme from home. John Spillane. The sun is always shining.
reaching far. All your hearts delight. I prayed for you, a true friend. I prayed for you till the very
Spillane there, and a lovely song, All the Ways You Wander. And I'm just looking at the clock here to see we've got 42 minutes gone, so we've got some more time left. We'll have a quick look at some of the other items making the news, and then we'll come back with the top 20 footballers that Martin Berhany picked last week. He went through all the different counties, the top 20 in each county, and then picked the top 20 at the weekend. Sad to say that the mural of the big statue of Luke Kelly was vandalised again for the fifth time. There was two. There's one up at the top at the back of Grafton Street, and there was another one down around Sheriff Street down that area, and people have spray painted his eyes on a number of occasions. But now I see somebody saying in the paper today the memorial should stay near his home, which is obviously where it was set up. Locals have said the statue of Dubliner Luke Kelly should stay where it is despite being vandalised for the fifth time at the weekend. One community leader said it should have been placed on a taller plinth surrounded with railings and lit up at night to protect it from further attacks, but certainly not a good look. Luke, one of the great singers of our time. Principals are considering the proposal to cancel the 2021 junior cert exams, and I know that some teachers have come out the other day and said they really want to you know, look out for students doing the leaving cert next year. This year's students have already obviously signed up to be marked by their teachers, and I know teachers have been told to destroy all the marking, the notes and everything they've taken and given out marks for students. Because I've no doubt there'll be a number of people that'll be disappointed with the grading, and of course all the schools have been told you know, not to engage with the parents and teachers and pupils, not to engage with each other during this time. Of course, the Leaving Cert exams would have been starting, I think, today, normally the first Wednesday in June, if things were right. And of course the weather is good in Ireland, certainly fantastic weather over there, but sad to read about the story of the young boy in Mayo from Tourmacady that died in a tragic drowning on Monday night. And, you know, I know the forecasters for the weekend, there was warnings for people if they did go swimming, because technically speaking, unless you're within 5Ks of your home at the moment, you're not allowed to travel long distances. But there were certainly huge crowds at all the beaches around Dublin and some of the other areas around the country at the weekend, because the weather was so warm, and it's due to continue for another few days like this as well. Right, we'll go with another song, and then we'll come back and we'll go through the top 20 footballers in Ireland. Let me see who we'll go with here this time. Here, I'm looking around here. I've got Liam Clancy. Now, I was listening to Ferreter this morning, Dermot, talking to Des Cahill, and I liked his choice of music. He picked a song that we play on Anzac Day every year, and the band played Waltzing Matilda, but this is a song that Liam always used to finish his concerts with, called The Parting Glass. Yes, well, I'd never seen the Clancy Brothers live, and that was Liam Clancy. And of course, the Clancy Brothers were joined by Tommy Makem, but he always finished their concert with that song there, The Parting Glass. And we hope you enjoyed that particular song. It's a good version of it, but he's certainly the version of the band played Waltzing Matilda is a brilliant song. We play that every year in memory of all the soldiers that have died and all the wars. And I don't normally watch much television, but a friend of mine mentioned a series on Netflix about the Vietnam War, and I've been watching that over the last few days, and my God, the horrificness of that. And you know, that was all happening really in our lifetime. We were, I know that there's two people whose family came from our parish whose remains were brought back from fighting in the Vietnam War. They wanted their children buried in their home parish that died. And when you look and see, I'm two-thirds the way through the series at the moment, but it was a horrific time for the world, especially for all the soldiers from America and indeed all the Vietnamese that were involved. Probably should never have happened. And then we look and see what's happening in the US at the moment today. But anyway, we'll go back to Gaelic football. No Gaelic football being played, but here is the top 20 players according to Martin Brahney, who's seen plenty of Gaelic games over the last 50 years. But over the last 50 years, he's picked out these top 20 players. And number one, Jack O'Shea. Now, Jack, according to Martin, had a Rolls-Royce engine and so much skill and determination that he needed no instructions. Off you go, Jacko, do your thing. He hardly ever missed a game from challenge to championship. He just wanted to play football, and so did, and he did it so well for so long. Six successive All-Star awards in such a demanding position, midfield. It's all about his consistency. Jack O'Shea was, without question, the best midfielder I ever saw. Mick O'Dwyer said that in his autobiography. So Jack was number one. His fellow county man from Kerry, Pat Spillane, was number two. Peter Canavan from Tyrone, number three. Stephen Cluxton, who's still playing for Dublin, number four. And number five was Mike Sheedy, another great free taker from the Kingdom. Number six, Matt O'Connor. Matt was a genius. We won't ever see a better forward than Matt. Everyone loved him, even fans of opposing teams. He rose above county boundaries because of the class he brought to the game. And for a big, strong man, he had the grace and balance of a ballerina. That was from his colleague Seamus Darby, who scored the winning goal against Kerry in the 82 final. And of course, Matt had a horrific accident and was confined to a wheelchair. From, I think, his mid-20s, he was a policeman. This man caused a lot of grief to Galway, Brian Mullins. Brian injured his foot before the 74 All-Ireland final. Medical opinion was that he wouldn't be fit. Heffo, the manager, insisted he would. Mullins not only played against Galway, but made a big impact, especially in the closing stages. And for Heffo to gamble on playing a first-season rookie with fitness doubt showed how much he trusted the 19-year-old. His faith was well-founded. And, of course, Mullins, that day, Liam Salmon missed a penalty. And later in 83, Mullins was playing again midfield when Galway and Dublin played in the infamous 13 against 14 All-Ireland final. It might have been 12, Dublin were down to. I was there for that particular game. Number eight, Larry Tompkins, who played for both Kildare and Cork. Number nine, we look around here, who's number nine? Colm the Gooch Cooper in Kerry. Number 10, John O'Keefe. Between Kerry and Dublin, they're dominating already. Number 11, Michael Murphy from Donegal. Maurice Fitzgerald from Kerry. Number 12, Sean Kavanagh from Tyrone. Number 14, Colm O'Rourke from Meath. Seamus Moylan from Kerry. Number 15, and good to see Galway man there, Pádraig Joyce from Galway. And Pádraig now managing the team. Number 17, Trevor Giles from Meath. He was a good player. Brian Fenton from Dublin. Number 19, and James McCarthy from Dublin, number 18, and number 20, Tomás O'Shea from Kerry. So there you go, Martin Brahney's top 20 Gaelic footballers of all time. Righto, Ronan Keating and Words.
Smile can bring you near.
Yes, that's Ronan Keating there, and a song called Words. And we're almost coming to the end of another edition of Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the U Green Group. Hope you've enjoyed the programme. Plenty of music and obviously an update on some of the things happening in Ireland. And the great thing is that the weather is good over there at the moment. So a great time for farmers to get all their silage and hay made and turf saved in the bogs and stuff like that. So I'll be back again next week with another edition of Ireland Calling. I want to leave you with a nice song. Again, I heard this on RTE this morning. It was one of Dermot Ferriter's songs. It's a song that many of you will know, Hallelujah, but it's sang here by Leontine Price. Good night, goodbye, and God bless.